It's a pledge drive. Awesome. So glad to be with you, to be with the whole crew here at Irrelevant Radio with all of our volunteers. I'm so glad that that you're tuning in and also rooting us on. Maybe you've already called. Thanks for that. Thanks for supporting us. Maybe you're still on the fence or just waiting to call. And that's all right, too. But maybe now's the time. Maybe now's the time the Holy Spirit's inviting you to call 877-291-0123. Would you give some hope to all the poor souls around the world that benefit from hearing Relevant Radio? By the way, I'm the first of those poor souls that benefits from this. The last couple of days we've been talking about the sacraments. We talked about baptism. We talked about the Eucharist. Why don't we talk about confirmation? Even very briefly, and I was chuckling to myself as I was looking over the catechism, reviewing what we know about confirmation. I was thinking about what do you say in a few minutes, if you could, what do you say about confirmation? You know what's impressive to me, amazing, is when you look at the paragraphs in the catechism on confirmation, it becomes really clear that while baptism is something of an equipping you with something completely new, confirmation is a strengthening within you of what you already have. And yes, we do believe that we receive the Holy Spirit in a new and a fresh and a beautiful way. The same Spirit that we received at our baptism. Can you only have part of God within you? No. That's why the church is always kind of grappling with the right language here. It's not like we get all of a sudden a greater amount of the Holy Spirit. But the Catechism will describe it this way. The effects of confirmation are many. But for example, the Catechism will say that confirmation, that sacrament, roots us more deeply in the divine filiation, which makes us cry, Abba, Father. That is to say, it roots us more deeply in our sonship and our daughtership. Is that a word, daughtership, daughterhood? I'm not sure of my English right now. It makes us more aware, more deeply connected to that reality that we have a Father in heaven. That's what happens when we get connected to the Holy Spirit. We come to be more connected to the Most Holy Trinity. That's why also confirmation unites us more firmly to Christ. Just as we are united more closely to our Father in heaven, we, through the gift of the Holy Spirit poured upon us, and renewed in us in the sacrament of confirmation, we are united more firmly to Christ Himself. And then some of the most powerful manifestations of the sacrament of confirmation we see is that it increases the gifts which come from the Holy Spirit within us. So while the Holy Spirit remains in you, and while the Holy Spirit is strengthened in us through the gift of confirmation, the practical, concrete effects that we can see very clearly is that the fruits and the gifts of the Holy Spirit inside of us are increased, are multiplied. How much the world needs this? I mean, how much you and I need to be demonstrating those gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit to the world. Our world needs the Spirit right now. It needs the gifts that come from receiving the Spirit. That's why you and I need the sacrament of confirmation. It's why the sacrament of confirmation is one of the sacraments of initiation. In order to root us more deeply in our divine sonship and daughtership. It's why it connects us to Christ, why it increases the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Oh, and by the way, one of the other effects of confirmation is that it renders our bond with the church more perfect. And this is really special, because while you and I become part of the church through baptism, we become incorporated into the body of Christ in baptism. Through the sacrament of confirmation, that bond becomes more perfect. So your role becomes clearer. I was thinking when I was ordained, how my ordination was the third time that I had received the sacred chrism in anointing. I had received it at my baptism, I had received it at my confirmation, and I received it at my ordination. And you received it probably two, or if you've received the gift of holy orders, three times. Which is to say that we ourselves are united to the church more perfectly, and the chrism reminds us of that anointing that we have to follow Jesus as priest, as prophet, and as king. Let's appreciate our confirmation. What a blessing we have, not only in baptism and in the Most Holy Eucharist, these sublime sacraments and blessings we've received, but also in the gift of confirmation that we've received. We're in our pledge drive mode. Time to take a time out for some miracle moments. I'm Father Matthew. Don't go anywhere. Much more coming up here on St. Joseph's Workshop. I'll be right back.